I'm Paul Mendenhall, and in honor of the 100th running of the Indianapolis 500-mile race this year, I went out to the track and talked to the person who knows the very most of anybody about the race, Donald Davidson. Now, if you're from this area, you probably have heard that name. Track historian, he's got some sort of ability, very special ability to remember. You could go up and ask Donald who won the 1928 race, and he could tell you that. And maybe that's not so fascinating, but I'll bet you if you ask him who came in 10th, he'd tell you that too, right off the top of his head. He's got an uncanny ability, which he'll explain here in this segment, and also tell a story about how he came from England. He was part of the British invasion too, back in 1964.
I was born and raised in England, and I was always aware of motor racing. England's not a very big country. And motor racing had always been embraced by the British public. So I would hear all the names when I was a little boy. I'd hear the names of the British drivers because you couldn't help but not. It was like growing up in Indiana and you knew who the basketball players were, whether you cared about it or not. And then when I was about probably 12, almost 13, then all of a sudden it clicked. I was reading some publication, I guess, and saw the names. And having heard the names, now I'm seeing it in print. I don't know if this makes any sense, but something clicked. I found that I had a memory for such things. Now, I was a terrible student, and I've been given credit for having a photographic memory, and I do not. I've been told it's selective, retentive, easy access. People say, well, what does that mean? I said, it means that you memorize stuff that doesn't matter. in reading about Grand Prix racing, I learned about this thing called the Indianapolis 500. I mean, decided fairly early on, by the time I was like 14, 15, I thought, I want to go. I love America, and I want to go and see this Indianapolis 500. And so I started saving up the money. So finally, 1964 was the year that I'd saved up enough money to come. So I took a three-week holiday and just pretty much showed up. I'd bought a ticket, and the lady who was director of ticket sales was... We got a regular little correspondence going for me about a year or so. So she said, when you get here, we'll give you a bronze badge to get you in the garage area because you're an overseas visitor, which she didn't have to do. And then from that point, I mean, I just showed up, got the badge, went in, started meeting people. I met Sid Collins very early on. And at the end of the 3 weeks, I... went home. I think I had met 83 people who had driven in the 500. So ferry cross the Mersey and always take me there, the place I love. People around every corner, they seem to smile.